Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Kuf Zayin of Masechta Shulam. Some of the topics we're learning about include: the Gemara continues with the following halachas of Netilas Yadayim. Arisa didloy. They would fill a bucket of water from the river and then pour the water into an open pipe or ditch, which carried the water to the fields. Generally, one cannot wash his hands by placing them into the water in the pipe, but in some cases, it is valid. Klisha nikiv b'koynis mashka einotlim mimenu liyadayim. A vessel that has a hole large enough for liquid to enter is disqualified for netilas yadayim. Klisha imbay revis einotlim mimenu liyadayim. A vessel that contains less than a revis halug is disqualified for netilas yadayim. Three questions regarding those who are obligated netilas yadayim. Mao lechel b'mapa. A person whose hands are not washed, but they are wrapped in a cloth to avoid contact with the food, is he permitted to eat without netilas yadayim? If someone is being fed by another person, does the one who eats the food but does not touch the food require netilas yadayim? And meichel tzarcha netilas yadayim oy ein tzarch? Does the one who touches the food but does not eat the food require netilas yadayim? Mishnah then returns to the halacha as a basa b'chalav. Shneach senoyin oichlin al shulchan echad ze basa b'ze gevina vein chayshin. Two guests in an inn may dine on the same table, even though one eats meat and the other cheese, because since they do not know each other, there's no concern that one might eat from the other's food. The issa of makirin, if the guests do know each other. And the heto of shtei tfisis, if the meat and milk are close to each other, which is the source for our minik, to place an object on the table as a separation in between.